By the way, in future classes, we're going to give you very specific tools of things to say and do that you can fill in. But the idea is to have this overview going into it, this attitude.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Because the fears, addressing the fears and limiting beliefs is really critical. Fear of having to be just disingenuous. I am blessed to have something to offer that I believe in. And what we're going to present is going to allow you to feel that everything that you're doing in your marketing is harmonious with the work that you're doing. And when we're talking about raising your energy and life force and holding a higher vibration, everything you do in your marketing is going to resonate at that same vibration. So if you understand, if you say, for whatever fears you might have now about it, if you say, well, if it could be completely harmonious with my work and where I could feel good about what I'm doing and where I could actually be helping others through my marketing, how would I feel then? And I would think that it should feel pretty good. Like Michelle was saying, actually now when I have an opportunity to talk with almost anyone, I feel exhilarated. People who are interested in bettering their lives, it's exhilarating for me to present the possibility that they could actually do it to them, regardless of whether they're interested in our services or not. If I can help them to build their dream, I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling good about presenting opportunities to people.
Presenting opportunities, that's a great way of saying it. And the wording on the handout, the Your Marketing Reality handout, that's approximate wording. Don't feel that it's fixed, and you can adjust it to that you might feel more comfortable with as well.
Right. In fact, I think if you were to say that we have suggested homework for this course, this would be something I would recommend going through. There's a place for each item, like fear of exposure, where you can measure the intensity from 1 to 10 and then have an opportunity to reframe it in a way that's appropriate to you. And you can go through and create your own positive affirmations and ground rules for the reality that you're creating with marketing. So, Philip, did you want to do an example? Was that
right, to just kind of work through someone and give you an example of shifting that with someone. Yes, let's do that. So now it's time for a volunteer, and maybe I'll do a little EFT, which many of you know, and there's a handout on how to do EFT in the resource section in case you don't, but I'll help you through that. So, way of changing beliefs, and I know there's different modalities in changing beliefs, but let's just have a little brief interview with someone on the phone who feels that one of those areas they would like help with.
This is Mary.
Hi,
this is Eva.
We got two people. Sherry, why don't we do Sherry and Eva, hopefully we'll catch you another time. Sherry, what was the belief?
Did you mean Mary?
Oh, was it Mary?
Yes, yes. Okay.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was Mary. Mary, what's your last name?
Bittner.
Oh, Mary Bittner, okay. And Mary, what's your practice or future practice?
Spiritual life coaching.
Great. Okay, and which belief and would you like to focus on here for a moment that you might want help with?
I think mostly right now I get so excited that I think people might think I'm being pushy.
Right. Okay. Overenthusiastic being pushy. Okay. And what comes to mind when you think about being pushy? What type of images or thoughts or feelings come up?
Oh, I guess the stereotypical salesman.
So kind of and tell me if I'm right, sort of a fear of being too much like a salesman or a pushy salesman. Would that be accurate to say?
Yes, exactly.
And if we measured that fear of being like a pushy salesman, and 10 would be total and 1 would be very little, how much did you give it? General. Say general, and then we'll take a specific real quickly.
Probably somewhere between 7 and 8.
7 and 8. And can you think of a particular situation in your spiritual life coaching where that applies? Like an incident or a situation you had or going to face that where that's pending, where that's up for you?
Do you want me to tell me, or do you just want me to think about it? Or do you want
if you can just briefly say that, you know, when I do this or when I did that, this came up.
Well, I was just trying to do a pilot program to kind of, get things off the ground. And, of course, I was pretty excited about it, and I shared it with a lot of people. And some were more open to others. I guess it comes up mostly when it's with people that I have known for a long period of time, either friends or family.
Mm.
And I want to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And I get too enthusiastic, and then I realize they're just not interested, they're not ready, whatever, you know.
Right. Okay, so what I did, just everyone, and when you're working with yourself, try it if you can to be very specific, because there's probably specific times that fear of being pushy comes up. There's probably other times for Mary that it's not an issue, but it's those specific times that you want to transform that particular part of your energy field. Okay, so do you know how to do the EFT, the tapping technique, Mary?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to just kind of talk you through it.
I actually started out as an EFT practitioner, so.
Great. I'm going to talk you through it just because other people don't know it, and I know it'll just go quickly because you know it.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts off with an affirmation, and it is on a handout here for people who don't know it, and you're either tapping the side of your hand, the heel of your hand, like a karate chop, or there's another sore spot underneath your collarbone a couple inches under and out towards your shoulder. There's a tender spot where you can rub in a circle. Which one do you like to do?
I usually do my karate chop.
Okay, so you're doing the karate chop point, and now we need a little affirmation, though. And now we want to get your words, something like, even though I fear I might be pushy to my friends or family, or how would you put it?
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay, and how to, 1 out of 10, how fearful are you of being pushy to your friends or family?
Okay, right now I'll say
10
about
is total.
A 7. Yeah, I'll say about a 7 right now.
Okay. All right, so let's say the affirmation aloud. Even though I'm afraid to be pushy to friends and family, I can still love and accept myself, and you're tapping the karate chop point. If you say that aloud. And those listening can say it too, just because there might be some area in many of our lives that we're afraid to be pushy, get some healing on that or a related fear. So if you say that, Mary?
Even though I fear being pushy with my friends and family, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Family?
Anyhow.
I can still love and accept myself.
I still love and accept myself, anyhow.
Okay, and we'll say, even though I'm afraid of being pushy with friends and family, I can still love and accept myself, and I'm ready to move on.
Even though I fear being too pushy with friends and family, I can still love and accept myself, and I'm ready to move on.
Good. So I'm ready to release this fear, and I'm going to choose to be what? How would you like to be instead?
I don't think that it's really how I need to be. It's just how I feel about it.
I'll choose to feel what? Okay.
I'll choose to feel like I'm offering something valuable of myself.
And I know I offer something valuable to people who are interested. How does that sound?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know I offer I offer something of value to people who are interested. Okay, great. Okay, so let's tap the 7 pressure points. And for those who don't know them, the first one's on the eyebrow by the nose. You're tapping 5 to 7 times firmly on both or either side of your eyebrow. Say, this fear.
We're
changing the energy field. We're balancing our energy field. And then on the temple, say, tap again this fear, both or either side of the temple, under the eye on the bone in the middle, either eye or both eyes, this fear.
This fear.
And again, 5 to 7 times. Close against
this fear.
Middle lower chin. This
again. Fear.
And then the collar bone, which is that bone like a collar under your neck. There's a ridge on either or both sides. Right under that ridge or bump, there's a little indentation tapping there, this fear. These are all key pressure points. And about 5 or 6 inches under each arm or armpit, if you do both of them, it's kind of like you're hugging yourself, this fear.
This fear.
And take a deep breath. It's often kind of a good time just to pause as we reintegrate. And there may be some more shifts going further on, but just let's take a little snapshot there, Mary. So when you focus on talking with your friends and family about your offerings, what comes to mind now?
Actually, it's kind of interesting because I just don't feel like talking to them.
Good for you. That's kind of where it ultimately goes. I think there's an initial period for many people, certainly I had it, where, wow, this is the greatest, I have the holy grail, and I want to share it with people I'm closest to and sort of validate my friends and family and stuff. And interestingly enough, your spiritual family may not include them, at least initially, or some of them.
Yeah. Well, they can be some of the hardest people because they don't see you in this role. And going back to what we talked about before, a lot of them, that'll bring up fear in them. And so they'll want to talk you out of it rather than support you. And that's something we all have to accept.
Yeah, so that's a great realization. A lot of times we're pushing because we're actually being involved with people that aren't really interested at this point, if at all, in our services. The idea of marketing is that sometimes use the word pull, that what you do should attract or pull people rather than push people. There should be like a natural magnetism process going on. So if you are pushing, that's some kind of feedback that clearly I'm not comfortable. There's something off here. What's the dynamics? And it may simply be the people you're talking to.
Yeah, I'm feeling if there's a feeling you have to convince people to convince yourself, or that you have to convince people to feel that you're accepted.
Yeah.
Because that's another, I'm sure everybody here knows.
Sure.
That's another thing that we have to accept ourselves and be strong. We have to empower ourselves. I think at the bottom of the marketing reality list, I mentioned other key factors, or we did. We put it together, the two of us. One was empowering yourself to reach beyond the norm and create miracles. And you have to be able to just be yourself. And then others are keep your vibrations up. We talked about that. Take full responsibility for yourself. Not to allow yourself to feel you're a victim to anything that you're creating. And whatever is happening is the message for your next step. Have confidence in yourself and be able to give and receive. If you want to be able to receive for your services, you have to be able to just be able to receive in general graciously.
Everything is synergistic and connected, as you all know, but having confidence in yourself isn't just like pressing a button or doing one thing. Part of it's being proactive, and we're very much into soul centering that we talk about in most of our books and are getting through to your soul and manifesting your dream books and materials. And whatever you do, just if you have a connection, a meditative connection with your inner wisdom and that amplifies, that's one of the best things you can do to have confidence and have guidance about, wow, I'm on track, I'm off track. And if you're confused, that means you need to develop that inner awareness and go back to the place where you can get some guidance. And, of course, then there's the support systems we mentioned earlier, too, of having people who genuinely support you. Well, thank you, Mary, for sharing. That was a great example. And if you don't know EFT, we also have spiritual kinesiology and soul centering in our materials, and there are many other modalities that I know all of you know. other ways of approaching this, of transforming the negative beliefs and the positive beliefs, and it may take more than one time, and they may resurface in different subtle ways. But if you can be proactive and you proactively transform these, it's one of the best things you can do to succeed in your business life and fulfilling your life purpose.
Well, thanks.
Another thing I wanted to mention about the fears is it's very easy to make excuses. And when after we moved to the area where we live now, which was in 2000, and we were actually just starting from scratch here, although we had our internet business going, so we did have some things happening. People here started telling us, a lot of the practitioners here would tell us, well, people in this area just don't like to pay. They won't pay for these kinds of things. And it's very easy to blame. Like right now you could say, well, the economy is bad. You know, I can't succeed because the economy is bad. Or I live in this area where there's a lot of poverty consciousness, or people are just too ignorant. They're not going to appreciate what I have to offer.
Be a victim.
Right, right. So all those things can be reframed and recreate your ground rules that I was talking about before, to embrace another option. For instance, people in this community, there are interested people in this community who I am happy to connect with, and that I feel a lot of support here, and whatever it is, the ground rules, if you write them out, we actually wrote them out and we put them on a bulletin board in our offices. Each of us have a bulletin board in our office and put our ground rules on the bulletin board. We noticed that our reality started to shift to align with our ground rules.
Yes. Well, should we do a brief little miracle reframe demonstration? That's kind of a nice uplifting thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We can all do a miracle reframe. It's a little simple technique we devised based on an affirmation where you could be tapping the EFT points or doing what we call reframing and anchoring. Jane, you want to lead us?
Okay. You might even start, for each person, you could start with something, maybe an area where you have doubt or fear or have a belief that things are not possible for you. And you can start with that, with your affirmation, and the affirmation would be something like, even though I have this whatever, this fear, I know that anything is possible and miracles are happening now. And you can, if you have your EFT instructions or just know EFT, we'll repeat that, the affirmation three times, and then we'll do the tapping. And the phrase that we'll use as we're doing the tapping is, miracles are happening now, or anything is possible and miracles are happening now. Okay, so we'll start with, and each of you can have your own version. It's, even though I have this whatever, I know that anything is possible and miracles are happening now. Even though I have this fear, I know that anything is possible and miracles are happening now. Even though I have this fear, I know that anything is possible and miracles are happening now. And then you start tapping at the inside of the eyebrow. Anything is possible and miracles are happening now. Side of the eye, miracles are happening now. Below the eye, anything is possible. Miracles are happening now. Below the nose, anything is possible. Miracles are happening now. And anything is possible. Miracles are happening. Collarbone, miracles are still happening now, abundantly in my life.
Great.
And then under the arm, anything is possible and miracles are happening. And then take a nice deep breath and allow those miracles to shower down on you.
And we have a video version, two versions of it on our website, if you haven't seen it, if you'd like to see it visually at gettingthrough.org, gettingthru.org. Just go to the Miracle Reframe section, and you'll see a video of us demonstrating it. Do we have time for one or two just comments on what people experience from that, Jane?
It's fine with me.
Yeah, we're getting tight.
Right.
Yeah, we're
going to
go
I
our full
know.
80 minutes. We'll see how far we can get today, because as usual, we have more information than the time allows. But
right.
But I would like to get one or two, just if anyone noticed anything from doing that simple little miracle reframe, it'd be interesting to share. So you can star 6 to unmute yourself.
Philip?
Yes?
Philip, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
How are you? Can you hear
good.
Me? I think
yes.
I was on speakerphone. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. You're quite clear.
Okay. Hi. It's really good to hear you guys. And as always, it's always good to do Miracle Reframe and any kind of EFT. I've taken a number of classes with you, and as you know, it's a learning experience, and every time is learning. What I did want to share with you is that I found some other just wonderful ways to use EFT, and some of it's even just to keep tapping that karate chop point and just talking to myself about whatever the issue mm-hmm. is, whatever's even going on. Like
uh-huh.
if I'm not particularly enthusiastic today, I may just sit there and say, well, you woke up today, you don't feel so good, and you know, so on and so forth. And it's a wonderful way of actually letting the energy flow.
Uh-huh.
So the miracle reframes are always wonderful, and you always feel, for me anyway, I feel that anything's possible. And I have found that when I get that little voice that comes up and says, you know, are you sure, you know, are you worthy, that it helps me to just say more and more each day, I feel
uh-huh.
whatever it is, that's that positive affirmation. So I just wanted to thank you for doing the teleconference and to offer it, this kind of information, to people that may not be able to come and sit in your living room. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for sharing. And just usually when we're down and we have these negative beliefs, our viewpoint is very constricted. We don't see many options. But when we say anything is possible, that opens us up. And when we talk about miracles, we mean a couple things. One is just meeting or exceeding our expectations, however little or however amazing, or just things that we never even considered coming in, something different that we even imagined enter our reality if we open ourselves up to it.
What I find actually when I do that is by the time I say that phrase 3 times, I can't help but smile.
Right.
And I know that
you
that's
just feel
a
like
good
everything's
sign.
Okay. Everything's going
right.
to be okay. Yes, it is.
Right.
It is wonderful.
Right, and that's the energy. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, oh, and well, the thing is that it's so easy to forget that's a resource. And it's
right.
So valuable to have you both and to have this kind of class offered. I love unlimited long distance, so all hail. And thank you so much.
You got it.
Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
I did have one more comment
okay.
on that. Just that when you can get yourself to one of those higher energy places, and I hope that this miracle reframe helps many of you, that is a resourceful state. That is the kind of place you want to be in when you're making decisions, not in the place where, gee, you know, I'm afraid this isn't going to work. So that's something that we make as a kind of a general rule for ourselves, a ground rule, that we want to be in a higher energy place when we're making decisions or when we're contemplating something, because your resources are going to match your vibration. So if you're coming from a place of fear, you're just going to manifest more fear, and you're not going to probably come up with the best ideas possible. Whereas if you go to that place where miracles are happening, you're going to come up with many more interesting things.
And if it's not the right time, just wait until the right time. I know if I'm tired, I'm late at night, something
right.
starts to bother me. I don't want to try to figure it out when I'm tired. I know I'll be fresh in the morning, and I'll deal with it then. Maybe one other person, briefly, anything they noted from doing the miracle reframe?
Well, this is Mary again.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. At the very end, when you said about the miracle showering down, I actually felt that energy.
Good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling.
Yeah.
It is
Thank
kind
you.
Of a tangible energy, and for the 3D world, it's hard to understand the invisible energy that people like us maybe are more sensitive to, but that is around us and affects everyone. Well, we're on to the last segment of the first call, the first miracle mindset week here. We talked about your life purpose and your dream and that little five-step question process about your talents and gifts and so forth. We talked about the beliefs or the your new marketing reality, the new ground rules, gave you a miracle reframe and also changing some negative to positive beliefs there with Mary and realizing she didn't have to push or be marketing to people who weren't interested in that good example. And want to end with, we call it expectations, and really under that is your goals, which really sets your expectations because that gives you a framework for your expectations. So when you are going to do your business or wherever you are now, you want to expect certain things to happen. It's good to have kind of a framework. So I want to just share in the few minutes we have left three important points about goals, and there are many more too, but one I'm going to quote from our newest book, Manifesting Your Dreams with EFT, SK, and More, which is a good resource for goal setting. And there is a handout in the PDFs, the file there on the resource page on goal setting, which I encourage you to fill out and getting your goals set if you don't have them in writing already. But the quote from our Manifesting Your Dreams with EFT book and SK and More is, quote, when done from a spiritual perspective, goal setting brings spirit into form. It clearly defines your heart's desires and establishes your commitment to a course of action. To repeat, when done from a spiritual perspective, goal setting brings spirit into form. It clearly defines your heart's desires and establishes your commitment to a course of action. So these goals really then are guideposts that mark out your vision and mission, and we'll talk more about vision and mission next week in our class. Keeps you on track, evaluates your progress, kind of sees you where you want to change, where you want to see if this goal makes sense, but it gives you something that you're shooting for, to begin with, something you're aiming for that's in alignment with your life purpose, which is where we started tonight. Now, if you're not sure of your life purpose, that exercise we did earlier, or as you go forward and what's meaningful in your life purpose emerges as the artwork of your life, the miracles that you create every day. As Jane said, the magic of each day becomes a picture in the mural of your life. And so it becomes clearer and clearer as you do more of the things we're talking about that you get clarity and, wow, this is meaningful. I am good at this. I can help people in that. This is worth investing in. It all becomes clear. So one is to realize that goals need to align with your soul and life purpose. And we have a soul-centering exercise, as many of you know from our books, that can directly help you become intimate with your soul, or you may have other ways to do it as well. So that was point one about goals should align with your soul and life purpose. Jane, any comments on that point? Additional?
No.
Okay, good. Our time is short.
Right.
Set goals that are both short, midterm, and long-term. In an area that you, if your practice, and probably in writing, and that is pretty traditional, and that I'm sure you've all heard of. So, say you wanted to have a website. Let's just give an example, and say you wanted to have a website up in 3 months. Well, that's your long-term goal. Let's say just 3 months. You could have long-term goals that are much longer than that. I'm just going to make it easy. Yeah, I just say so. In 3 months, that'll be my long-term goal. Though you could say, you know, in a year, I'll have a thriving website where I'll have, you know, 2,000 visitors visiting every month or whatever and selling these products, as many products or whatever. But let's say you just want to get your website up because a lot of people are at that point, and that's a big goal, an important one too. So in 3 months, maybe you'll have your website up, And what would be the first goal? Well, in this next month, I'm going to do research. I'm going to research about how to get hosting for my website, a domain name. Maybe in 2 months, I'll have a rough draft of the copy and things I want to put on my website and to give the other people to review and give me input. And in 3 months, I'll have it up. So that would just be an example of a goal. And as I said, there's a goal setting sheet in our resource section if you don't have something like that already that could be very helpful.
We also have a version of the soul centering on our website. Did you put that in the resource section?
Yes, I forgot that about link. That. We have a, besides in our books and things, there is actually a description of it from our initial Soul News, our email newsletter. There's an archived link there for you to read the Soul News, and we do that regularly. That could be a daily meditation that we would recommend that can give you tremendous insight and confidence and connection with your soul and your purpose. Another related note to that setting the short, medium, and long-term goals is a matter of getting clarity and revision. So just part of setting goals is, gee whiz, well, this is a starting point, and it may not be your final goals, and it may be come out as something different, so be flexible. And I would like to bring in that idea of the ground rules, which Jane mentioned earlier in your beliefs from our book, Manifesting Your Dreams. It talks about a lot about ground rules, where when you're setting your goals, you may want to have these templates, these backdrops in place. So whatever goal you're having, for instance, you might say a ground rule is I'm synchronously in the right place at the right time for my goal. So if you're creating your website, you're going to have in the background running all the time this ground rule that you're synchronously in the right place at the right time and having the right connections coming to you, or that it's going to occur to you within the right time. It's going to happen in 3 months, maybe earlier, or whenever is divine timing. Because another thing is maybe it's going to take longer than 3 months, and that's fine, because maybe it'll take 4 months, and you'll get the website you really want instead of rushing it in 3 months and not being ready. So be flexible and have ground rules like that. Jane, any other comments about the lengths of goals and the ground rules?
No.
Okay. And the third final point, besides goals aligning with your life purpose and setting short, medium, and long-term goals and flexible with them, with the ground rules too, is the third point is to find support for your goals. And we talked about this, getting a support system. You now are an entrepreneur, remember? And without support, there are going to be those difficult times, even with the best laid plans, where you're going to hit a bump, you're going to hit a challenge, someone's going to say something critical, something's going to fall through, you're going to have a financial stress, whatever. Those are called intervals, and what are sometimes that law, that universal law of octaves, where things proceed at a certain rate, and at certain points you hit a lapse, hit a challenging point. And that's where a support group can be great. If you can go to some people that you can trust, can help you get through it and help you figure out a sound way instead of going into a lot of the negative beliefs or making some poor choices at the time. You may have your own affiliations, you may have your own organizations, you may have a group of friends or alliances, you may have a mastermind group. Mastermind group is people who get together to support each other mutually in their goals. There may be a little bit of coaching involved, and we have a whole website and a whole program devoted to that, some of you know, called Master Spirit, masterspirit.org, where you can join and have those that help. So find support and talk to people on the phone. There's Skype, S-K-Y-P-E, if people don't know about it, the internet phone, where you can talk to people all over the country who have the Skype line, even with a webcam, or even over the world. So there's a lot of different ways to get support, and I'd like to just for a minute, before we conclude here, if anyone would like to share ways that they get support for their goals. Someone could share a way that they found support.
Hi, Philip.
Yes.
Hi, Philip.
Yes.
Hi, it's Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
The way that I find support for to gain my goals is that with the school that I went to for Reiki, they have a Reiki share every month, and it invites mm-hmm. anyone from any school, you know, to share their experiences and to talk. And I find a lot of different people, different input, different experiences, you know, help me in attaining my goals and in what directions to look for the resources to help for that. And mm-hmm. that's one of the ways that I find support.
Yeah, so if you're parts of coaching affiliations or healing groups, therapy organizations, those are all important ways, or even developing your own. There's a local alternative healing in our area. Anyone else like to share another kind of support system they use? Hello, anyone sharing? Well, anyways, that's something that, yes?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hello?
Again.
Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Yes, hi.
Hi. You know, probably the biggest, one of the biggest support groups, of course, is just to take classes and to continue being around people that
mm-hmm.
are like-minded so that you don't feel alone in this kind of crazy
right.
world where everybody's running around like crazy and you feel like you're in some way out of sync with them, possibly. For me, it's been to take classes, and then the mastermind groups or the master spirit groups are so wonderful because you become very close to the people in your groups, and you are able to actually set your intention out in the universe to have positive feedback from people that are like-minded. And on a weekly basis or even a semi-weekly basis, that can be done on the phone or any other way, and it's just such a wonderful resource. It is so important when the going gets tough or even just
mm-hmm.
for that momentum and to recognize that miracles happen in your life and you can
mm-hmm.
share it with somebody that isn't going to go, oh,
right.
you're crazy. You think you had a miracle.
yep.
So
yeah.
What to
that,
do when they call you crazy?
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. You want other people that are crazy, too. Or they think are crazy,
hey,
too.
Hi,
so,
are you crazy?
Yeah, we're all in it together,
yeah.
And that's the biggest support for me is to know that there are like-minded people out there
you
offering
bet.
These wonderful courses and wonderful things, and that the mastermind groups, the master spirit groups, cannot be recommended highly enough. This is awesome.
Yeah, we,
so
yeah, we,
thank
we,
you so
we
much.
We found that ourselves. It's been a big help. So in concluding the class tonight here, just note that next time we'll go into mission and vision. And if you want to do homework, which we would encourage because it will only help you, you can work on formulating your life purpose, go into your skills and strengths and how you want to get it out into the world and what it'll make a difference. You can write your goals if you haven't. Use the goal setting form. Do the soul centering. Again, there's a form on that in the resource section. Work on any of the limiting beliefs. Obviously, this is a lot to do in 1 week. Kind of, you know, pick and choose. This is not like,
right,
wow.
Whatever feels.
Those are all
exciting.
Things you can do. This is the, you know, we can make this course a whole year, but we're compressing it. But those are all very fruitful things. And even if you schedule, I'll do some of this week and some of this next week. So next week we'll talk about your vision and your mission and benefit statement. And in concluding for tonight, if a couple people would share what would be a highlight of the evening for them, that would be very appreciated. So if you could hear from a couple of you what enjoyed this evening, what was helpful. Yes? Oh, sharing.
Hi, this is Sally.
Sally?
Yes, and what was most helpful for me was your ground rules, how you can take those fears and turn it around, you know, like the fear
mm-hmm.
of exposure, and it's like people around me are friendly, receptive, and look forward to the opportunity for me to, you know, touch their life
mm-hmm.
in a positive way. That's just, I mean, that's going to be my homework for this next week is to really
good.
Look
at
the new
yeah, set up your ground rules. That's another thing.
Yeah, they're very powerful.
Uh-huh.
If you set them up and read them, things do change.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have that list in the marketing your Marketing Reality handout, and in the Manifesting Your Dreams book, we have a whole section on ground rules too.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for sharing.
You're
someone
welcome.
Else about.
Hello. This is Pat.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, Pat.
Yeah,
hi.
I just have a question: is where do we find a little reframing video? I've been like all over your site. I can't find it.
Oh boy! If you go on, if you go on the homepage, we have so much stuff. We need, and you look at the column where it says about manifestation. It says miracle reframe is here. It's in red on the homepage, and it'll have a link. Right on the homepage, it says Miracle Reframe is here in red. It's sort of, you scroll down, it's right on the left under Manifestation.
I'm trying to get back to the homepage, and it's not letting me get back to it.
Just go to gettingthrough.org, and it's on the home page where it says Reframe is here in red. Yeah. And other people sharing that what they found useful, enjoy to highlight for tonight.
Hi, this is Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
And I just wanted to say the learning about the miracle reframe sounded like a good tool to use. And the soul centering exercise, I read through that this afternoon. I'm going to try to start doing that on a regular basis.
Yeah.
That can really change your reality.
It really can. When I learned that, Philip and I learned that around 1989, 1990, from the time I learned it, I actually did it we still do it pretty much regularly every day, although now it's very much a part of who we are. But I did it probably for a year every day in the morning. I'm not saying you have to, but my reality was never the same. It just changed everything for me and connected me completely with my own guidance. So I felt much more secure within myself and confident of myself. And just I felt connected spiritually.
Mm-hmm. There's an article in our Soul News, our email newsletter archives, called What Really Works, and it just, we explain like this. The soul centering really works, and a lot of things out there are wonderful and very spiritual, but they often don't get people really clear about their soul and their direction like the soul centering does. So we find that very foundational to other things.
And how long?
I hope that works well for you.
Yeah, and Jane, how long did you find, once you started doing the centering exercise on a regular basis, that you felt like you were really more in tune with your guides, your soul purpose?
Well, it was a while back now, but what I started doing actually is once I felt the connection pretty well, which came pretty easily, and it should. It's really just connecting in your heart, like I was saying earlier, with your soul is connecting in your heart. I started just writing down messages that would come to me, kind of almost like automatic writing, and I still do that. I do that almost every morning still, and it's a little more, obviously it's developed over all these years. I analyze my dreams through that what I realized doing the automatic writing, and this came pretty quickly too, was that if I had a dream, I could just ask what the dream meant and write out the message about what it meant. And if there was a part of it I didn't understand, I would say, what does that mean? And I would write it out. So it happened pretty quickly. And one of the things that amazed me was when I started, I was still working as an architect, and my life, I didn't feel excited in the morning. But when I started that, I couldn't wait to get up in the morning. And I'm still that way. And this is like 20 years later almost.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's been great being with you. Same time, same place next week. A lot of information we're excited to share with you. And as you piece each of the week together, I think you're going to see the whole picture. And that's our goal, to give you a full picture. And that's what's usually missing for most people. It was for us for many years. What's the whole picture of marketing? It's something you can study your whole life, but at a certain point, you get a clear overview, and then you can start to really narrow in on what's right for you and the way to do it. Without a clear overview, you get confused easily. So it's been great being with you. Say goodbye. And Jane, any final comments from you?
Just that it's been a pleasure and very exciting for me, so I'm thrilled that we're getting started with this.
You bet.